might brighten up the dear old dwelling place. An ideal may be clung to too fondly. When the moth gets into it, or the dust, did not Carlyle warn us against this, lest they accumulate and at last produce suffocation? I am exactly at one with him there. And that, as any cabinet minister explains every time he opens a public library, is why we have literature. Good books are the warehouses of ideals. Does it strike you your furniture is sombre, a bit Calvinistic and severe? Try a statuette by Pope, or a classical piece out of Heine. Too much white and gold for everyday purposes, then the Reverend Lawrence Sterne will oblige. Urban tone may be corrected by Hardy, and Lowell will give you urbanity. And however well you match and balance them, remember there is a time for ideals, and a time when they are better out of the way. The Philistine of Victorian literature is a person without ideals, the practical man. But just now, the fashion is all for the things. Ruskin and Carlyle set it going, and today the demand for ideals exceeds the supply. And as a result, we meet with innumerable people.